This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Thursday, August 24th. While wheat prices continue to struggle in the grain market from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat falls again. The bearish trend just will not let up. July 5th was the high at 574, and the market is now just below $4. I mean, it's a $1.74 drop. It has not seen those prices in such a long time, and it seems that the selling has been a little bit accelerated and somewhat overcooked to me. The heavy losses really pushed that RSI into like 22%, which is well below the 30% area where you would normally try to buy something here. So we're thinking that there should be some kind of bounce, but it looks that the bears are in charge and they really have their foot on the neck of those futures right now.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up one at 403 and a quarter. September corn was down four at 342. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day up one, ranging from 483 and a quarter to 525. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were down one and a quarter, ranging from 482 and three quarters to 502 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were down one and three quarters, ranging from 729 and a quarter to 749 and a quarter. And live cattle for August were down $1.75 at 105.40, and August feeder cattle were down 45 cents at 141.27 and a half. September class three milk was down 19 cents at 1673. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report from the Ag Information Network.